Share the Gospel Continued. Line upon line, Romans chapter 1, verse 16. The Apostle Paul taught us to be bold in our testimony of the gospel. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. I am not ashamed. Have the courage to stand firm for truth and righteousness. Because the trend in society today is away from the values and principles the Lord has given us, you will almost certainly be called upon to defend that which you believe. Unless the roots of your testimony are firmly planted, it will be difficult for you to withstand the ridicule of those who challenge your faith. When firmly planted, your testimony of the gospel of the Savior and of our Heavenly Father will influence all that you do throughout your life. President Thomas S. Monson, May You Have Courage, Ensign, May 2009, page 126. To everyone that believeth. In order for your faith to lead you to salvation, it must be centered in the Lord Jesus Christ. Having faith in Jesus Christ means relying completely on Him. Faith is much more than passive belief. You express your faith through action, by the way you live. True to the Faith, 2004, page 54. The Gospel of Christ. The original Greek word for gospel means good news, referring specifically to the coming of Jesus Christ and to the plan of salvation made possible through His atonement. To the Jew first, and also to the Greek. The disciples of Jesus Christ first preached to the Jews in Judea and later to the Gentiles, non-Jews there. As the disciples journeyed abroad, they preached to Jews as well as Gentiles. Every educated man in the Roman Empire spoke Greek, and it was in the Greek language that the gospel was preached as soon as it spread outside Palestine. Bible Dictionary, Greece. This widespread language, which Paul had mastered, made it easier to preach the gospel to as many people as possible. The power of God unto salvation. Here's a scripture chain that might help you understand this phrase. Read these scriptures, answer these questions, and perhaps record your thoughts in your journal. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. What does this verse say the gospel of Christ is? Fourth article of faith. What is the first principle of the gospel? Doctrine and Covenants, section 68, verse 4. What happens when the Lord's servants preach the gospel when moved upon by the Holy Ghost? Romans chapter 10, verse 17. How does faith come? Editor's note. This page is not meant to be a comprehensive explanation of the selected scripture verse, only a starting point for your own study. End of the article, line upon line, Romans chapter 1, verse 16.